and a Coke. Make that to go, please.
You're late, Russ.
Sorry, car trouble.
Should have called me.
Sorry, my cell was dead. I forgot to charge it last night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What more do you want me to say?
Get on drive-thru. Maria's been covering for you, and she needs to go get her kids.
Boy, this headset is uncomfortable. You'd think someone would make a customer already? It's barely 3 o'clock. Welcome to Burger Barn, where our burgers are bigger and better. May I help you?
Help me. Someone please help me.
Lady, are you?
Help me. Everyone. I'm dying here.
Russ, where are you going? Russ!
What? There's no one here. But I know I heard... Hey, Sean. Sean, over here.
Sorry, dude. I didn't hear you. The old man has me sweeping up out here, so I was listening to this new all-chick metal band, the Metal Mamas. Can you beat that?
What happened to the lady who was here?
What lady?
The lady in the drive-thru.
Ain't nobody been here for the 15 minutes I've been sweeping.
Are you sure?
I know I get into my music, but I notice a car on my worst day.
17-year-old Russ Harper is certain that he heard a woman with a British accent calling for help through his drive-thru headset at the Burger Barn. But there was no woman about who could have done so. Did he truly hear someone? And if so, who is the woman behind the voice? How he goes about tracking her down and trying to assist her, we'll learn in May I Help You?
What was that stunt about?
I'm sorry, Mr. C.
First you show up a half hour late, and then you go for a little jog on company time?
I was trying to help the lady.
What lady?
The lady in the drive-thru. She said she needed help.
A woman needed help in our drive-thru. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Because there was no one there.
I don't follow.
I was taking my first order when I heard this British lady calling for help.
That's why you took off.
Right. But there was no one in the drive-thru lane when I got outside.
Well, maybe she drove away.
No, I would have seen a car. Hardly any time passed between me hearing her and running outside. Sean told me that no one had been in the drive-thru lane for at least 15 minutes.
Sean, I wouldn't trust that kid as far as I could throw him.
I think he'd notice a car.
Yeah, even he probably would have noticed that. We must have gotten our drive-thru wires crossed somehow.
Huh?
Well, you probably heard the start of some soap opera. You know, stuff like that happens with electronics sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember when my Kate was a toddler. The wife and I started hearing voices through our baby monitor. Well, it turned out to be our neighbor talking on our cordless phone. It must have been on the same frequency or whatever you call it.
I never heard of that happening.
After a while, it got so we turned on the monitor hoping our neighbor was on her phone. You could only hear her side of the conversation, which was a shame, because some of her chat sounded pretty interesting.
I suppose that must have been what I heard. I'm sorry, Mr. C.
No harm done, kid. You thought you were doing a good thing. I encourage my employees to take an interest in the community. Case closed. Get back to drive-thru. The dinner crowd will be coming soon.
Mr. Carruthers is right, honey. That kind of thing does happen sometimes. I remember talking to your Aunt Estelle in Buffalo once. There was this odd noise on the line, and suddenly I was speaking to some guy I didn't know in British Columbia.
It seems so real, Mom.
Good for you for running outside to help the lady. Most people would have just ignored her.
Are soap operas really like that?
Sometimes.
I thought they were about hugging and kissing and stuff.
I haven't seen one in years. I'm at work at the hotel when they're on. I remember there were always lots of doctors on them. It must have been one of the soaps. You said it was 3 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh.
On the hour. That's when things start on the boob tube. I wouldn't worry about it, dearie.
I won't.
Are you working at the Burger Barn after school today?
Yeah, from 2:30 to 6 o'clock.
Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. My car's working okay now.
Don't ruin your appetite for dinner. I've made a nice meal for the two of us. All I have to do is pop it in the oven when I get home.
Welcome to Burger Barn, where our burgers are bigger and better. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like a number.
Hello?
Can anyone hear me? Please help me. I'm dying of my life. Does that come with it?
Hello? Hello?
Someone must be able to hear me. Help me. Help.
Lady, who are you? Where are you?
Is anyone there? Did you get my order, young man?
Will you shut up? I'm trying to hear the other lady.
Well, I never.
Well, I'm so sorry for what happened.
As well you should be. What kind of hooligans are you hiring around here? Imagine telling a woman of my years to shut up. Well, I never.
I'm very sorry.
When I was a girl, we had respect for the elderly. Not today, though. Everything is young, young, young.
Ma'am, you have my word that I will deal with my employee right away.
See that you do.
Please, accept your meal for free for your inconvenience.
Oh, I couldn't.
I insist.
All righty, then. I will. Thank you.
I hope that you'll return to Burger Barn in the future.
If you deal with that young man, I will.
What's gotten into you, kid?
I'm sorry, Mr. C.
Do you make it a habit of telling our customers to shut up?
Of course not.
Well, then why?
I heard the lady again.
The one from yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought we settled this.
She was asking for help, pleading for it.
It's a soap opera. For some reason, our lines keep getting crossed at this time every day. Ignore it.
But I...
If you're so interested in this lady, why don't you tape the soaps? You'll be able to see what she looks like, and you'll finally realize that it's all make-believe.
But 2 days in a row?
Stuff gets dragged out forever on those things. This lady could be in trouble for months. I'm not going to have you insulting our customers for that long. Maybe I need to take you off of drive-thru. You could take over cleaning up for Sean. How about that?
I'd rather not.
Then start behaving yourself. I pulled your fat out of the fire this time. I may not do it again.
You don't feel well, honey?
I'll be okay. It's only a cold. I think I'd better stay home from school today.
Do you want me to stay with you?
Mom, I'm 17.
And you're still my little boy. You don't have a fever.
That's good, right?
No fever is always good. Let's hope you don't get one.
I just need some rest.
If you say so. I'll call your principal on my way to the hotel. Are you scheduled to work tonight?
Nope.
Good. I have to run. You know where to reach me if you need to. Drink lots of fluids.
It's weird, Sean. I checked every channel at 3 o'clock. There are no soap operas on, and we get every channel there is. We do get something called Soap Central, but there was nothing on there about a British lady in trouble.
Maybe that plot is over, man.
So quickly?
It could have been going on for weeks before you heard it.
You've got a point.
You'll probably never hear the lady again. Or maybe the drive-thru at the barn is picking up signals from another planet.
I doubt that. I sure wish I knew who this lady was.
What do you want to help her for?
Why? She's a person and she needs help. Isn't that enough? Wouldn't you?
Not if it interfered with what my old man calls my vices.
The metal mamas?
No, bro. They're old school. I'm into this new band now called the Flaming Porcupines. Now they're where it's at.
Two number twos, please. Both with cokes. Make them go.
Yes, officers.
I'll get those for you, Ross.
Thanks, Anna. Those will be right over.
Thanks. So, hear anything about the Wellington girl?
Nothing. She's still missing. She's only 16. My Sonya is 16.
Huh. Do they think she's been kidnapped?
They don't know. If so, the kidnappers are taking their sweet time getting in touch with the family about a ransom.
Well, they can certainly afford it with all the money they have.
Yeah, but paying kidnappers is setting a really bad precedent.
Agreed.
Here you go.
Thank you. The soda dispensers are right behind you.
What do we owe you?
It's on the house. Manager's policy.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. I couldn't help but overhear what you were talking about.
You mean the Wellington case?
Yeah.
It's all over the news. You've probably seen the coverage.
This missing girl, does she have a British accent?
Yeah. The whole family does. Her old man struck it rich in the land development.
Thanks for the lunches, man. We gotta be going.
It has to be in here somewhere. Here it is. Wellington girl still missing. Police report no further clues in the mysterious disappearance of a 16-year-old girl earlier this week. Amanda Wellington, the only daughter of millionaire land developer Terrence Wellington, was reported missing after not returning from school on Monday. Police are not discussing the possibility that Miss Wellington's disappearance is the result of a kidnapping and report that no calls have been received from any possible culprits. Hey, Anna, could I take over the drive-thru around 3 o'clock for a few minutes?
Why?
No reason. I just thought it would be fun.
Are you hoping to hear from your mystery woman again?
You know about her?
Everybody does.
Great.
I don't think Mr. C would be too happy if I let you take over. He put you at one of the registers to keep you off the drive-thru. If he sees you, I'll get in trouble.
He won't see me. He's been in his office all day. Come on.
No, I don't think so.
I'll give you $5.
Really?
$5 for 5 minutes. What do you say?
I say, come on, 3 o'clock.
Help me, please. Someone. It's so dark and cold. I think I'm at the cemetery. I'm not sure. There's no sun. I can't see anything. Hello.
The cemetery?
Dude, you should call the cops.
No.
Why?
It's only an idea I got from what she said. I have no proof she's really at St. Christopher's.
But you're going anyway?
Yeah.
What makes you think she's at that cemetery?
It's the only one in town. I'm not sure where that signal's coming from, but I don't see how it could be coming from too far away.
What are you gonna do?
I figured there must be a caretaker at the cemetery. I'll see if the Wellingtons have a plot there.
You're just gonna ask him? That's kinda weird, man.
You're right. I'll have to come up with some story.
When are you gonna go?
When else? 3 o'clock.
Hello?
Are you the caretaker?
Yep. Frank Hagman's the name.
My name is Russell Harper. I'm with the University Press.
Uh-huh. Kinda young, aren't you?
I'm a cub reporter.
If you say so. You sure look young.
Thank you. With the Wellington disappearance in the news lately, my editor has asked me to do a background piece on the family, a human interest story.
I don't know much about them. I only tend to the grounds around their mausoleum.
So they do have a burial site here?
Oh, yeah. Big thing. It's been here since before World War II. Must have cost a fortune.
My editor thought that a picture or two of the mausoleum, along with my research on the family, might provide interesting reading.
I sure could.
Would you show it to me?
Now?
Is something wrong with now?
It's almost 3 o'clock.
And?
Well, my program comes on at 3 o'clock.
Which program would that be?
The Milton Parker Show. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's a really fun show. All kind of people yelling and screaming at each other. Gets a little rowdy sometimes.
I would think so.
I never miss it. I even had satellite TV put in so I could see it. You can't get cable out here in the middle of the cemetery.
So you watch it every day at 3 o'clock?
Oh yeah, I look forward to it. I schedule my duties so I can see the show. I flip on the old tube every day right on time.
I see.
There's nothing keeping you from getting those pictures yourself, though.
Except that I don't know where the mausoleum is.
That's not far. Look here. We're on point. You see that big white marble cross jutting up there?
Yes.
That's the Wellington place. Walk down that way, and it'll be on your right. Not far at all. You can't miss it.
Thank you, Mr. Hackman. I'll be sure to mention your name in the article.
Sounds good. Gotta go. Can't miss the beginning of the program, you know.
Wow, it is impressive. Solid. Hello? She probably can't hear me, if she's even inside. How do you get in? There's the door. Locked. What can I... Ah, this should do it. The lock's pretty old. Mr. Rock, say hello to Mr. Lock. Ta-da! Dark in here. I'll use myself for a flashlight. Hello? Amanda, are you in here? What's that in the corner? Amanda, is that you?
Please, I want to go home.
Amanda?
Leave me alone. Don't hurt me.
Are you Amanda Wellington?
Yes. Who are you?
My name's Russ.
Are you working with them now?
I don't know what you mean. Here, let me shine some light on me.
You don't look familiar. What do you want?
I'm here to take you home.
Home?
That's right.
You're not going to hurt me?
Certainly not.
How did you know I...
We can talk about that later. Let's get you out of here. What's that?
They're back.
Who's back?
Daddy's employees. Quick, hide or they'll see you.
Hide where?
Get one of these.
Are you kidding?
We don't have time for jokes.
But what if...
They're empty coffins.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I checked. Get in fast. I think they want money for me, but they'll kill you for getting in their way.
What's going on, girlie?
With what?
With what, she asked, Stevie? Yeah,
funny, boss.
You know what I'm talking about. The lock on that door was smashed to bits.
Was it?
Wasn't like that when we were here before.
How'd you do it?
You think I did it?
Who else?
There ain't nobody else here but a bunch of stiffs. You don't think it was one of them, Rocco? Do ya?
Of course not. Where's your brain? It was a girl.
Care to tell me how I did it?
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Somehow I got out of here and broke the lock. I didn't even know it was broken.
Sure you didn't.
Would I be here if I knew I could leave?
Yeah, she's got a point.
Well, too bad for you, girlie, that we have a padlock in the car. That other one was old and was getting pretty tough for Stevie here to pick it.
Yeah, tough.
You're not getting away that easily.
Have you called my dad?
We're doing that tonight.
Why are you waiting so long? I want to get out of here.
We wanted Mr. Wellington to get good and desperate to hear from his little girl. He'll be so relieved you're okay, he'll fork over any amount to get you back.
Then we skip town and maybe the country.
Shut your mouth, Stevie. We'll be back for you later, girlie. Don't try nothing. We don't need you to be alive to get the dough. We can collect the ransom, toss your dead body out of the car, and be gone before your old man knows what happened.
Well?
Nothing.
That's not possible.
I've been up and down every square inch of these walls that I can reach, and I'm not getting a single bar on my cell phone. We can't call out.
But why?
It must have something to do with what this place is made out of.
Daddy told me once that the stone is all imported and that metal girders hold everything together.
Mr. Hackman, the caretaker, turns on his TV every day at 3 o'clock on the nose. which was when I always heard you at the Burger Barn. I'll bet his satellite dish somehow broadcasts whatever happens in here for a minute or so. The stolen metal in the walls must act like a repeater for the TV signal.
So it will happen again tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
If Mr. Hagman puts his TV on, yes. But Rocco and Stevie said they're coming back for you later.
If you don't get out as well, you could be locked up in here forever.
We do have one thing on our side.
What's that?
The element of surprise. They don't know I'm here. It's two against two, not two against one anymore.
But how can we put that to use?
I'm still thinking about that.
It's getting late.
I know.
Rocco and Stevie could be here any minute. What are we going to do?
I'm not sure. Boy, they're both characters, aren't they?
Yeah, especially that Stevie. Rocco rules him.
Yeah, he... Say, that's it!
What's it?
Stevie! That's how we get out of here.
You lost me.
When I was in the coffin, I heard Stevie refer to a bunch of stiffs.
Yes, I heard that too.
Is he afraid of the mausoleum?
I know he's all crazy about it. On more than one occasion, I heard him mention how the place creeped him out. Hiding me here was Rocco's idea.
Then that's it! We can use this place against Stevie!
How?
They don't know I'm here, so I could be anyone. Like an angry dead relative, for instance.
That would freak Stevie out.
Then we can hopefully get that gun away from Rocco.
What are you doing? That was such a nice shirt!
If I'm going to be dead, I need to look the part. A torn shirt, some dirt on my face and hands, my hair all messed up. That should send Stevie into a panic.
Okay, girlie. Time to go call your daddy.
Yeah, cool. Call your daddy.
But I like it here.
Since when?
I've made some new friends, and we've been... talking.
Friends? There's no one here.
There are many others here.
The stiffs, boss! She's talking about the stiffs!
Shut your eye hole.
They don't like being called stiffs.
She's flipped, boss! I told you we should have hauled her up somewhere else.
Enough of this. It's time to go.
But I don't want to leave my friends.
Friends?
They don't like what you've done, Stevie. They don't like it at all.
Me? Well, I didn't do nothing. It was all Rocco's idea.
Shut your fat mouth.
My great uncle Bartholomew here. He doesn't like what's going on. Not at all.
Boss, there's something in there. A stiff! A live stiff!
Ridiculous. There's no one here but the three of us.
Then who's in that coffin?
Who dares to desecrate this holy place?
Boss!
Calm down, it's a trick.
How? Like you said, there are only three living people here.
Leave my niece alone!
He's...
The word is... dead!
I'm out of here! You can keep the money!
You fool! Get back here!
Hiya!
Very impressive.
Daddy insisted that I learn self-defense. I chose karate.
Good choice.
6 years of classes. My sensei would be proud of me. That was the first chance I had, but with Rocco waving his gun around, Stevie leaving really distracted him. Boy, it felt good to do that.
Where do you think Stevie is?
With how fast he was running, he's probably in New York by now. You make a very convincing dead uncle.
I'm sure the police will find Stevie. I'll call 911.
Amanda, good to see you.
And you too. Thank you again for everything.
You're welcome. I'm glad I was able to help.
Here, I brought you something.
Thanks. What is it?
It's a new shirt to replace the one that you ripped at the cemetery.
Thanks, but you didn't have to do that.
I wanted to. You know, I've never been in this place before.
Really? Then you have a treat coming your way. Our burgers are the best and the biggest in town. I've eaten a lot of them. May I take you to lunch?
I would like that.
And so would I.
Do you order by the numbers?
Many people do.
How about a number 4, then? With a Diet Coke?
Sounds good. I think I'll have the same. Do me one favor.
What's that?
You're going to love the food here. You'll want to come back for more. But when you do, promise me that you'll never use the drive-thru. I don't ever want to hear your sweet voice on that headset again.
Well, it looks like a young romance may be budding. In saving Amanda Wellington from Rocco and the skittish Stevie, Russ Harper has found himself someone to care for and about. Wishing young love well and not wanting to intrude on Russ and Amanda's first date, we now bring May I Help You to a close. May I Help You was written by Mike Murphy and starred in order of appearance. Tim the Jester Gillick as the customer, H. Keith Lyons as Mr. Carruthers, Michael Liebman as Russ Harper, Katie Dehnert as Amanda Wellington, Dave McIver as Sean, Cindy Swanson as the narrator, Diane Havens as Mom, Katie Dehnert as the old woman, Emily Gillick as Anna, Chris Barnes as Cop Number 1, Lynn Cullen as Cop Number 2, Paul Lavelle as Frank Hagman, Joe Stofko as Rocco, and Darren Marlar as Stevie. Post-production was performed by Tim the Jester Gillick. May I Help You was presented by Circus 13 Productions, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.